This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Sri Lanka's President Maithripala Sirisena has asked the National Police Chief and the Defense Secretary to resign after security forces failed to respond to warnings of the Easter bombings that killed 359 people. Reports say Indian intelligence agencies had gathered details about the Islamic militant group NTJ, which is suspected of carrying out the attacks, that is, and sent several warnings to Sri Lanka. Deputy Defense Minister Ruwan Wijayawardena said Wednesday the group was motivated by the attacks on a mosque in New Zealand last month.
They believe that this is a reprisal. It was basically motivated, that the Christchurch incident motivated these guys to carry out these blasts on Easter Sunday.
The government also faces scrutiny over whether bitter political wrangling between President Sirisena and the country's prime minister contributed to the failure to act on the warnings. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in Russia for his first meeting with President Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok on Thursday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a preview.
Smiling and upbeat, North Korea's Kim Jong-un stepped off an armored train in far eastern Russia for a much-anticipated summit with Vladimir Putin that comes amid deadlocked diplomacy on his nuclear program. Speaking on a Russian state-owned network, Kim said he was hoping for a successful and useful visit and would like to discuss with Putin the settlement of the situation in the Korean Peninsula, as well as bilateral ties with Russia, the Kremlin says. The Thursday meeting will cover North Korea's nuclear program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As congressional Democrats step up their investigations into his administration, that is, President Donald Trump says they should not count on the White House's cooperation. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president says the White House is fighting all the subpoenas coming from House Democrats, whom he says continue attacking even after his inaccurate claim that the special counsel's Russia report cleared him of collusion and obstruction.
I thought after 2 years, we'd be finished with it. No!
One subpoena the White House is expected to challenge went out to former counsel Don McGahn, who cooperated with the Mueller probe. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee accused the Trump administration of a massive, unprecedented, and growing pattern of obstruction for ordering federal employees not to comply with congressional investigations. U.S. Representative Elijah Cummings said in a statement that both President Trump and Attorney General William Barr are now openly ordering federal employees to ignore congressional subpoenas. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says his country must resist U.S. sanctions because the Trump administration does not intend to negotiate in good faith. Ed Donahue of AP reports.
Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says people like President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo want to negotiate with his country.
The leaders of Iran are racketeers, not revolutionaries.
But Zarif says National Security Advisor John Bolton and key U.S. allies in the Middle East want something different, regime change at the very least, and the disintegration of Iran. At the United Nations, Zarif says U.S. economic pressure on his country must stop.
This is the first time in the history of the United Nations that a permanent member of the Security Council punishes countries for observing a resolution of the Security Council. Unheard of.
Zarif spoke to President Trump directly, saying, try the language of respect. It won't kill you. I'm Ed Donahue.
A former U.S. State Department employee is accused of hiding extensive contacts with China and has pleaded guilty to a felony charge of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. The Justice Department said Wednesday that Candace Marie Claiborne entered the plea in U.S. District Court in the District of Columbia. Claiborne began working for the State Department in 1999 and spent time working in Beijing and Shanghai. Prosecutors said Chinese intelligence agents showered her with thousands of dollars in gifts for more than 5 years in exchange for copies of internal documents from the State Department on topics ranging from U.S. economic strategies to visits by dignitaries between the two countries. Claiborne is scheduled to be sentenced in July. She faces up to 5 years in prison. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.